by Indiana's perimeter. That allowed the easy pitch and catch for a first down.
And Jay Williams slot left. Donovan McCulley wide to the left. Josh Henderson in the backfield. First and goal. Indiana at the 10. And now with the play clock starting to wind down, timeout taken by Indiana. First charge timeout for Tom Allen. We'll stop the game here with 8 minutes and 52 seconds left in the first half. We'll go ahead and take our final timeout here of the half. 8:52 left till halftime. 7-0 Indiana. Back in 1 minute. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
First and goal, Indiana at the 10. 8 minutes, 52 seconds left of the first half. Indiana 7, Wisconsin nothing. The Badgers have done very little well here in this first quarter and a half. They had a promising drive that fizzled, what they thought was a first down run called back by a holding penalty, and then a three and out from inside their own 10. This possession for Indiana started at the Wisconsin 42, and it's now at the 10 of the Badgers.
Yeah, just asking a lot of this defense. Short fields, been on the field, you know, and part of it's their own doing. Not being able to get off the field on a couple of third and nines early in this game, but the time of possession, big time in Indiana's favor. And now you're in this position, and I think this timeout, they're right at the 10. This is one of those cases where holding up to a field goal here can be a big reset, and only being down 10 rather than 14, or making a big play like we've seen, whether it's Rico with a pick six, something big happening down here. This defense needs a jolt. This team needs a jolt, because right now Indiana is taking it to the Wisconsin Badgers.
Indiana is a minus five this season in turnover margin. That's 12th in the Big Ten. So,
yeah, and you've said this. We've seen, you know, stripping at the ball. That's obviously been a point of emphasis for this defense, because when a team shows you that, you even overemphasize it. Wisconsin needs one here.
Kurt Neal, Ben Barton, Rodas Johnson, the defensive lineman, on first and goal at the 10. Soresby takes the snap, fakes the handoff, throws left side, end zone for McCulley. It's too deep, incomplete. Deep left corner of the end zone intended for Donovan McCulley. Coverage from Ricardo Hallman. And it's second and goal at the 10.
Yeah, really nice coverage there by Rico. Kind of reading it. They tried to run a little angle route to that back pylon, and Rico was having none of it.
Well, Rico's a tough dude. He's favoring that left arm, playing through it. It's better now. Second and goal at the 10. Soresby takes the snap. Hands off to Henderson. He got met by Jung Mehta at first. Cleaned up by C.J. Getz at the 9-yard line. Good work from a couple of seniors. Third and goal at the 9.
Nice job by Muma to get there, have that body presence, and then C.J. rallying to the football, not giving up 3 or 4 yards, kind of stifling him right there, setting up a critical third. What do you got? Third and eight here? Third and nine.
Yep, third and goal at the 9. Slot left, slot right. Soresby gets the snap. Badgers bring it forward. Soresby throws in zone. High pass, incomplete. McCulley got a hand on it. Both hands about 8 yards deep in the end zone. It was high and a little hot, but McCulley thought he should have pulled it down. Fortunately, he did not. And Indiana sends on the field goal team.
Yeah, very fortunate. Playing a zone behind it. He just threw it. He threw it right. He needed to get it over Hunter Wooler. He was able to do that. Hit him in the hands. Wisconsin very fortunate he was unable to come down with that high throw.
Chris Freeman will attempt a 27-yard field goal from the right hash mark. He missed from 43 in the first quarter. Here's the snap. The ball is down. The kick is in the air, and the kick is good. So Indiana gets three Still for Wisconsin, all things considered, pretty good work defensively as we'll keep it here. 8 minutes, 8 seconds left in the first half. It's now Indiana 10, Wisconsin nothing.
Yeah, and I know you're down 10, and we've seen this before. But to hold them to a field goal there was critical. It's tough when your special teams is giving up some hidden yardage and you start at the 42-yard line. Not all drives are the same. There, the case was you got it to third and nine, you got off the field. We've been struggling with that so far, and the time of possession is something to continue to watch because this defense is being asked to do a lot. And right now, Indiana's offense is doing things, their special teams. We're being outplayed, but you hang in, and we've seen this group has been a very good third quarter team. They finished halves well, but they need to get started here because there's 8 minutes and 8 seconds left in this first half, and the defense needs a blow, and this offense needs some type of rhythm to gain a little bit of confidence because right now we're not seeing that.
Patrick, what do you have?
Yeah, unfortunately, this is a disturbing trend that we're seeing for Wisconsin. In the last three games, they've been outscored 31-13 in the first half. So you add this game to that. Now over the last four, it's 41-13 they've been outscored. That slow starting offense in particular. The good news is they've got a decided advantage in the second half this year in scoring. So like Tausch said, hopefully they can be a third quarter team. What we've seen, though, is a late scoring drive before the half in most of these last few games that, again, kind of ignites something going into the break.
We had Phil Longo on Luke Fickell's show after the Illinois game, and he was going public with the grade they gave Braden Locke on that day in Champaign. And to Patrick's point, the overall grade was in the low 70s, but late first half and in the fourth quarter, he was getting an A, basically.
Yeah, and that's money time. You obviously want to have a high grade the whole game, but really, when I'm looking at quarterbacks, I have to be able to see what can you do for me on third and six plus. And what are you going to do at the end of halves and in that two-minute situation? That's when a team really is looking for you to step up and make big plays. And that's how you shift momentum. The double dip, we did defer. So we'll be getting the second half kick. And, the Illinois game, it's very similar, kind of almost eerie when you're looking at how that game played out. And actually gave up a touchdown instead of a field goal. So here you're in position. It just takes some first downs to get into a rhythm. It's been too choppy. Too many mistakes again, and with this offense, without Braylon, without Chim, you cannot continue to make mistakes. You have to be clean, and I'm again going to throw it back to our boys up front and Phil Longo to say, let's get this run game going. That allows you to do so many other things. You have plenty of time in this first half. This needs to be one of those tone-setting drives to reset this football.
See if they can get a chance to return here. The deep men, Vinny Anthony and Tretch Kekahuna, making his debut with the Badgers this week. Freshman out of Honolulu. He was part of a state championship relay team a couple of occasions in Hawaii as Freeman's kick is in the air and there will be no return chance as it sails over Anthony and into the end zone for the touchback. So the Badgers starting at their 25-yard line.
Might be the best field position all day. It's almost uncanny, and I'm not one of these guys that's going to sit here and say, oh, this isn't fair. But it's been uncanny how many times Wisconsin's offense has been pinned. Now you're at the 25. You got plenty of room. Do whatever you need to do on offense and get something. You just got to get into a little bit of a flow here, and that can start with one big play.
Cade Iacomelli is the running back now. Richard, freshman out of Trafford, Pennsylvania. Will Pauling slot to the left. From the Badgers 25-yard line, snap the lock, looking to throw. Has time, fires over the middle, tipped up, and it's incomplete. Intended for Bryson Green. Good work defensively from the defensive back, JoJo Johnson. And it's second down and 10 for the Badgers at their 25-yard line.
Yeah, great protection. Indiana Rob, did some line stunting up front. All kinds of time for Braden Locke to dissect. And he had a little bit of a room. I like that he stayed in the pocket, tried to deliver, but that was very close. Anytime you get a ball tipped late, bad things can happen.
Pauling slot to the right. Nowakowski wing on the left. Second and 10 for the Badger 25. Here's the handoff to Iacomelli. He got hit behind the line of scrimmage. And down he goes. Linnell Carr finished up. Indiana was on it. Vincent Snead on the defensive line first on the scene. A loss of a yard. Third down at 11 for the Badgers at their 24-yard line.
Yeah, they pulled right tackle Riley Malman, and Indiana had a blitz coming off behind Riley. Too slow of a developing play, and no chance there for Iacomelli.
Three receivers on the left. Bryson Green to the right. Jackson Aker in the backfield. With the 24 of Wisconsin, third down and 11. Locke gets the snap, looks to throw, flush to his left, squares up, fires, and that's deflected in the backfield by the linebacker, Jacob Mangum-Farrar. The ball flutters to the turf, and another three and out for the Wisconsin offense.
Good protection, just nobody open. Iacomelli actually did a really nice job of picking up his guy off the blitz, and the protection was good. It's tough. You're rolling out to your left, coming back, trying to throw across to the middle. Ball gets tipped up, and again, Wisconsin unable to get anything going on offense.
Atticus Bertram's on to punt. Dekeese Carter deep at the Indiana 38-yard line. Snap to Bertram's, and the kick is away. And backing up is Carter. Signals for the fair catch, and he'll make it near the 26-yard line. Indiana territory, a 50-yard punt from Bertram. 7:09 left in the first half. It's 10-0. Indiana leading Wisconsin. The Hoosiers will be starting, in fact, at their 25-yard line.
Yeah, a little bit of a script flip there. You finally got a good punt. You're in position, but offensively, you know, first down, I would have loved to have seen a run there trying to get something going. You try to get some big plays. Indiana really had it covered up well. The protection was good, and nothing brewing offensively. So I get it. You don't have Braylon Allen, but I still think sticking with that run, trying to force Indiana to hold up to your guys up front, I'd like to see a little bit more of that.
Yeah, Luke Fickell talked about that. Some of the things they were emphasizing, run the ball, stop the run. On first down, handoff to Trent Hallen over the left side of the line, and he'll crash his way for a couple of yards. Darryl Peterson getting in there defensively for Wisconsin. Second down and 8 for the Hoosiers at their own 27.
Yeah, nice job by Peterson again, holding the point, not allowing a ton of push there, making sure staying lateral and letting Hunter Wohler come down as well.
On second down, another handoff to Hallen, and again crashing in was Peterson with some help, and it's a short gain on the play, maybe to the 28-yard line. Third down and 7 for Indiana, but this is where the Hoosiers have excelled today on third and long.
I was going to say, nice job there again, putting this young quarterback in position where he's got to make a play on third and 7+. But he's been answering the bell too much. Got to get off the field here.
Two receivers left, two receivers right for the 28-yard line, Indiana territory. Third and 7. Snap to Sorsby. A little pressure up the middle. Pockets tight. And he floats one incomplete. Really a throwaway there, as that was well behind the tight end, Bradley Archer. Is that time the Badgers were able to pressure the quarterback? And Indiana has a 3-and-out.
Yeah, they brought Cheney from the middle. And I don't know if Peterson got there and got his hand on the football or his arm, but that ball fluttered up into the air. Bringing pressure has been good. Indiana not doing a great job of picking that up. I would expect more of that from Wisconsin.
Without Chimray, DK, Vinny Anthony, the return man on punts and kickoffs. He is standing at his own 22, and the snap back to Evans. Kick is in the air, tight spiral. It'll be Anthony catching at the 25, makes one man miss. Anthony across the 30-yard line, and that's a good, solid 7-yard return. He had to negotiate a lot of traffic there. 47 on the punt, 7 on the return. We'll keep it here. 6:01 left in the half. Indiana 10, Wisconsin nothing.
You can always tell a young player because he's, you know, not interested in fair catching, and it's fun when it works out. That was a case there where I like the fact he's being aggressive, trying to provide a spark for his team, and he was able to pick up 6 or 7 where it didn't look like there was a ton of room to maneuver. Nice job there by Vinny.
The Badgers have 52 yards of offense here through the first quarter and a half plus. 6:01 left of the break. 10-0 Indiana. Badgers with four receivers, two either side. Pauling slot right. Loops in motion to the left. And Locke will swing it to him. And he dropped the ball. It might be a backwards pass. He had to go covered up. They wave incomplete. But when in doubt, finish the play. And that was what Pauling did. He covered it up back near the 20-yard line. Well, that was razor's edge backwards pass there. But on the field, they rule incomplete. So if that stands, it'll be a second and 10 for the Wisconsin 32-yard line.
It was forward. That's a ball that was thrown behind Will Paul. You're going to throw those flare passes and little routes outside the numbers. Got to put it in front of. Braden Locke threw it behind Will Pauling there.
Three receivers left, one on the right. Aker is the running back on second and 10. Locke the throw, fires to the right, caught by Bryson Green across the 40-yard line, spins his way to the 43. Lewis Moore on the tackle. They'll mark at the 44, gain of 12, and a first down for the Badgers.
Just like that, threw it where Bryson Green could catch and start moving down the field, not behind him, and Bryson is always going to finish physically.
On first and 10, Locke swings it left, pass caught by Jackson Aker, and he gets drilled right at the line of scrimmage, which is the 44-yard line. The linebacker, Joshua Rudolph, on the tackle, second and 10.
He's pretty excited, the tackle. You'd hear his primal screaming all the way up here. You can only do this so much. Eventually, you have to do some things down the field. Rucci Hayden did a nice job blocking on the edge. Indiana brought another guy because Wisconsin's been going to that swing pass a bunch.
Two receivers right, one on the left for the Badger 44-yard line. Second down and 10. Locke will give it to Jackson Aker, trying to find any kind of a crease, and not much to be had there across the 45 to the 46-yard line into the teeth of the Hoosiers defense. Third down and 8 for Wisconsin. 4:50 left in the first half. 10-0 Indiana.
Yeah, not a lot of room there. They shot their linebacker into the A gap, which is between the center and the left guard there. That took up a blocker, and then they had another edge player screaming off the edge. They were dialed in, understanding Wisconsin was going to try to run the football there, and no room to maneuver.
Will Pauling will motion to the right. Three receivers outside of the formation. Receiver wide left as well for the Badgers, 46-yard line, where it's third down and 8. Locke gets the snap, little heat up the middle, a throw over the middle. That is caught by Bryson Green. He's loose, 40 to the 30, down the sideline, 20, 10, 5, touchdown Wisconsin. Locke to Bryson Green as the Badgers are on the board.
Woo! Man, did we need that great protection up front. It just, that was a case where I think Indiana, I don't know if it wasn't a busted coverage, Bryson Green beat his man across the middle of the field, and Braden Locke threw a great ball where Bryson could continue to run as he caught it, picked up a block, and then it was clear sailing to the end zone. Wow, did we need a big play, and we got one.
Boy, a rare big play, as you mentioned, for this Wisconsin team this season. Nathaniel Vakos for the extra point, and it is good as the Badgers pull to within 3. Let's recap the scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP4 dealers. 5 plays, 68 yards. Took a minute 50, a 54-yard pass, catch, and run. Braden Locke to Bryson Green, 4:11 left in the half. Indiana 10, Wisconsin 7. And that is the longest pass play of the season for Wisconsin this year. The previous long was 45 on a throw to Hayden Rucci. Matter of fact, other than Ches Malusi's 89-yard run on opening day, that was the longest play from scrimmage, period, for Wisconsin this year, and it's gotten them right back in the fight.
Yeah, and that's been a big reason why I think we've seen some struggles offensively, because it's hard to continue to ask, you know, 10, 12, 14 play drives. You need some explosive big plays. And in this game, Indiana is starting to come down on those swing passes, getting the ball out early. And when you do all that, it leaves you a little vulnerable in the back end. And give Bryson Green credit for the route that he ran, and then to be able to kind of maneuver, catch it clean, and then use his speed to get in the end zone. Man, was that big time needed, because Wisconsin was struggling. And on a 3rd and 8, which has not been very positive so far, got it done on that play.
Gavin Lom set to kick off, and this hangs in the air, hit it pretty short. Jalen Lucas will catch right side at the 12, cutting left 15, has room to the 20. Lucas 25, and getting down there is Hawken Anderson. Good work by Anderson on the kick coverage team on a return that looked a little scary there for a moment, but the Hoosiers will start at their 28-yard line. Cade Iacomelli, like he was shaken up a bit. Part of that kick cover unit. Not exactly deep in the running back room these days. No Braylon Allen. Of course, Ches Malusi being hurt a few weeks ago now, several weeks ago at Purdue. So from they'll mark at the Indiana 29-yard line, first and 10. Sorsby takes the snap and a little quarterback draw. Sorsby gets crunched. Gio Paez and Jake Cheney get to the Indiana quarterback just shy of the 30-yard line. Second down and 9-plus change. Sorsby took a lot of shots last week, was really wincing late in that game. They listed him as questionable. Tough guy. Reminds me a little bit of Tanner Mordecai, his willingness to run the ball and take and at times deliver punishment. And the 30 of IU, second down to 9, trips to the right. Here's the handoff to Henderson, and Caden Johnson, the outside linebacker, races over there to wrap him up near the 32-yard line of Indiana. So a third down and about 7 for the Hoosiers.
Nice job there by Caden Johnson of reading and not going too quick, but then once he sees that mesh, the handoff happens flat down the line of scrimmage and immediately sticks Indiana's running back.
Here we go. Third down and 7. IU from its own 32-yard line. Slot left, slot right. Sorsby back to throw. Four-man rush. Right side pass. That's caught by E.J. Williams. Bumps off of two Badgers at the 40 outside the numbers and finally wrestled down Hunter Waller with help from Austin Brown. And yet another third and long conversion for Indiana.
Oh, and that's the ones that just gut you because you work hard to get into that third and 8 plus. And the ball's thrown short of the sticks, and they ended up tackling each other.
Yeah, Rico and Jordan
end up running into each other. That was Indiana's bounce outside and picked up a big first down.
From the 46 of Indiana, first and 10. 2.5 minutes left to the break. 10-7 Indiana. Play fake. Sorsby back to throw. Being chased by McDonald and Jordan Turner, and Sorsby throws it out of bounds. Second down and 10 for IU at its own 46-yard line.
Yeah, I think Jordan Turner is a little bit frustrated that he didn't get off the field on that third down, and he just steamrolled. Indiana's tailback has the job of picking him up on the blitz, and he did not do it. He was trampled as Jordan Turner forced that throwaway.
It's two plays ago. Ricardo Holman with a collision with a teammate. He's out. Jonas Duclona, a true freshman out of Naples, Florida, in there at field corner. Snap to Sorsby. Looking, throws to the left, and that is caught by McCulley, and he is ridden down. Oh, he's still up to the 40, down the sideline, 30. McCulley, 25-yard line, and finally taken out of bounds by Hunter Waller. They were working on Duclona, and he got him on by the legs, but the receiver stayed up, and it's a big play for Indiana. All the way down near the 21-yard line of Wisconsin.
Yeah, he tries to submarine undercut, and I think he ended up kind of sitting on his back. Be curious if he did end up getting a knee or an elbow down on that. It looked very close.
I think there will be a review here.
Rolling on the field was a catch. The runner remained up and made a first down. The play is under further review.
The excited voice of referee Mark Kluzinski there. 32-yard play if it stands.
Kind of submarines him here. Takes his legs out. Elbow hit?
I'm not sure. He got a hand down, but
You got a butt cheek. You got an elbow. You got a knee. It could be any of those things.
Yeah.
I think in this case, it's going to have to be butt cheek or it's going to be continued on.
Yeah, anything other than the hands and feet. Well, maybe the right shin scraped. It's tough to tell. Ruling on the field was catch, so you need indisputable video evidence. The ball right now is at the Wisconsin 22-yard line with 2:06 left in the half, 10-7. Indiana.
We're looking for notepads. We want a notepad to come out, and if he scribbles, that typically means they move it back because, as you said, Matt, they gave him the benefit of the doubt. That's always tricky, and I love the fact you saw Hunter Waller not give up on the play because a lot of times you'll kind of turn and run back in to get to the huddle. You always got to make sure you play to the end of the whistle, and Hunter did there.
No writing on the notepad.
I don't like
bad
this.
Sign.
The ruling on the field is confirmed. The runner remained up. First down, Indiana.
Now, that's a terrific effort by Donovan McCulley to stay upright, junior out of Indianapolis.
Yeah, you just look back, and football always comes back to 4 or 5 big plays, but you get that momentum back, and it's 3rd and 7 or 3rd and 8, and unfortunately, Rico and Jordan end up running into each other. You get off the field there, it's a whole different. Now Indiana, they're rolling, starting here at the 22-23-yard line.
Minute 55 left in the half. First down handoff. Josh Henderson over the right side inside the 20-yard line and ridden down by Daryl Peterson at the 15-yard line on a gain of 7. Down to 1:40 left of the half. 10-7 Indiana. Another threat here for the Hoosiers late in quarter number two. They'll take their time here, try to burn off some clock. 90 seconds left in the half from the Wisconsin 15-yard line. Two receivers left. Lucas to the right. Motions left. Here's the keeper from Sorsby off the right side, and he will get the first down. Austin Brown, Caden Johnson over there. But Sorsby read it, pulled it, gained 4 to the 11. First and 10 Indiana with 1:18 left in the half.
They didn't run like a quarterback. That was the three Wisconsin guys sitting in position, and he could have easily just kind of taken the hit. He lowered the shoulder and was able to fall forward to pick up that first.
Two receivers right, one on the left. Sorsby hands off to Henderson, trying to work his way off the left side of the line. Gets down to the 7 of Wisconsin. Darrell Peterson again on the stop. Down to 55 seconds left in the half. Second down for Indiana. 6 yards to go. Down to 50 seconds. Hoosiers burning time. Slot to the right. Jalen Lucas. Sorsby makes the handoff. Throws in zone. McCulley reaches up and makes the catch. Touchdown, Indiana. Donovan McCulley just went up and got it, defeating Alexander Smith. And it's 16-7, the Hoosiers.
Yeah, really good throw, but a fantastic catch. It looked like a one-handed, kind of pulled it into himself, used the other hand to create a little bit of separation, but threw it where only his guy could get it, used the one hand, pulled it in, and a big, big answer to Wisconsin's touchdown by Indiana right before the half.
Boy, a terrific catch for a guy who 2 years ago started 4 games at quarterback for Indiana. Chris Freeman on to attempt the extra point. It is in the air, and it is good. Quite the punchback for Tom Allen's team. 41 seconds left in the first half. Indiana 17, Wisconsin 7.
Yeah, really good drive, and you look at what Indiana did there. It was a little bit of everything. Their tailback really impressed with how he pushes the hole. That puts a lot of pressure on your defense, because he's very quick to cut it back. But when he sees there's a little bit of an opening front side, he's taking that, he's hammering it. And obviously their quarterback, big time play on that little keep where he made the right read. And then finishing it off with a throw that only his guy could come down with. But again, there's always those plays. And we're going to look back at that 3rd and 7 where we couldn't get off the field. It allowed Indiana to keep its drive going. And they go down and get a touchdown where Wisconsin started finally getting a little positive vibe feeling, cutting it to 10-7. Give Indiana credit for being able to answer the bell and go down and respond.
So the Badgers down 10 again. Kekahuna and Anthony deep for Wisconsin. It's Chris Freeman ready to kick off. And this kick is away, and it's steered away from Anthony. It hits into the end zone for yet another touchback. And we'll see how Phil Longo and Luke Fickell decide to play this. Badgers starting at their 25 with 41 seconds left in the half and 2 timeouts available.
Yeah, you can't really be cautious here. You're down 10. But this is the scenario where, from an offensive lineman standpoint, you know you're getting everything that they got. They're going to be their blitz packaging, stunts, twists, all of those things. You have to be rock solid, giving Braden Locke some time to maneuver and try to make some throws here. But you have to also be very cautious, not doing something dumb here and completely taking yourself out of this game. No turnover, no pick six, none of that stuff. Protect, get that first down, and hopefully you can go down here and get some points trying to cut into this deficit.
Iacomelli in at running back. Slot left, slot right for the Badgers' 25-yard line. Locke looking at a draw play. Iacomelli off the left side across the 30-yard line and up to the 33 and a gain of 8. Clock running down to 30 seconds left in the half. Second down and 2 for Wisconsin. Make it 1 at the Badger 34. 25 seconds remain. Locke gets the snap. Indiana rushing 3. Braden looking. Throws to the left. Caught by Skyler Bell. That'll be a first down at the 44-yard line. Timeout Luke Fickell with 17 seconds left in the half. Fickell using his second timeout. 17-7 Indiana.
Yeah, I think the goal there, obviously the handoff to Iacomelli. You hope you get 10 and you keep moving. But a lot of time ticked off there not using the timeout. But I think you really wanted to make sure you get that first down so that you can go down here and try to get a field goal. You still have the one timeout. You're still going to have time to go and get a couple of plays here before potentially getting a field goal.
The wind, which was out of the south at about 10 miles an hour at kickoff, it has backed off. There doesn't seem to be, Patrick, they're not really moving into much of a stiff wind here, are they?
No, it's negligible at this moment, to be honest. I wouldn't think it would affect the kicking game or the passing game.
All right, remember last year, Vaco's hit one from 55 when he was at Ohio University. He's still ground to cover to get there. He would need to get to about the 37-yard line of Indiana to get into that type of range. They're at their own 45. The Badgers are now first and 10. Three receivers left, one on the right. Jackson Aker back in at running back. Lock gets the snap, looks the throw, has time to scan, winds it up, throws left seam, tipped up in the air, and it's pulled down by Bryson Green at the 39-yard line of Indiana with 8 seconds left in the half. That ball was batted in the air. They mark at the 38. 8 seconds remaining. Lock under center, and he will clock it with 7 seconds left in the first half. So you still have some time here for maybe a quick shot, get a little bit closer. You're looking at 55, 56 yards right now. You have 7 seconds and one timeout in your pocket.
Got to be really smart. We used to have a play, we'd call it the church play at the end of a half here, where you had a timeout and the opposing defense will give you a little space, but you have to, once you catch it, you get your couple of yards, go down to a knee immediately, give yourself up, and then you can take that timeout.
From the 38 of Indiana, second and 10, 7 seconds left in the half, four wides, two either side. Aker to the right of Braden Locke. Locke calls for the ball, gets the snap. Four-man Indiana rush. Locke looking, throwing to the left. Low pass intended for Skyler Bell. Inside the 30 of Indiana at the far side. Lewis Moore on the coverage. 3 seconds left in the first half.
Yeah, that was the case there. I would have thought you either run the football and do it, or you run something real quick, get it out of your hand, and allow them to pick up a couple of yards, because now you can't really do that with 3 seconds. You're going to have to either try an incredible long, which they're not, or you go Hail Mary time, try to get it into the end zone.
And option B, it looks like, is what they're going to do, but maybe they're going to think about it here as the Badgers are using a timeout, an Indiana timeout, beg your pardon, with 3 seconds left in the first half, 17-7. Indiana.
Yeah, and this is the stuff that you practice and you rep end of the half, end of game situations. And I thought that was a case where, yeah, you want to pick up 10 or 15 yards, but you really want to put yourself in a position where you know where your kicker can go to. And that's talked about before. Every time you'll sit there and your special teams coordinator, your kicker will go to your coach and say, I need to be here going in. And that's where 7 seconds is plenty of time. Get the ball out. They're going to be playing a little bit softer, and you just go and pick up a quick, easy 5 or 6 yards in the middle of the field, give yourself up, call the timeout, go kick. And instead of you going to do the long drop back, now that kind of limits what you can do. No field goal attempt, and then Indiana calls a timeout to make sure they have their Hail Mary defense dialed up.
Three receivers to the left. Will Pauling out to the right from the Indiana 38-yard line. Snap the lock. Looking to throw. Four-man rush. Braden winds up. Throws it deep down the left side into the end zone. Tipped up. Incomplete in the end zone. Trying to get it off a deflection with Skyler Bell, but it's not much air on that tip as it hit the turf in a hurry, and the Badgers go into the locker room facing a 10-point deficit. At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community will invest in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Our score at the half, Indiana 17, Wisconsin 7. Coming up, Mike Keller has our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 46 this afternoon, under clear skies, westerly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 32, tonight cloudy, tomorrow high of 52. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Mike Keller here with you at halftime. It is Indiana 17 and the Badgers 7, and it got off to a quick start for the Hoosiers. They go nine plays, 66 yards, 4:53 on the first drive of the game. Ended up with a touchdown in that drive, and it will show up in the statistics. But Indiana was 2 for 2 on third down, and on both of those opening drive third down conversions, they were 2 third-and-9s. Wisconsin's inability to get off on third down and 7 or more in the first half. 5 times Indiana has converted 3rd and 7 or longer in the first half, and that is an issue. Indiana got the jump. They built on the jump. In fact, they missed a field goal, and at the break, they lead it 17-7. At least Wisconsin struck on its lone big play that allowed them to get into the end zone, and that was a throw to Bryson Green, a short throw over the middle that he turned into a 54-yard touchdown catch and run. Braden Locke in the first half, 10 of 21 for 130 yards and that TD. But on the other side, Brendan Sorsby is 13 of 20 for 141 and a TD, and Indiana has the jump, and they have the lead at the break. It's Indiana 17 and the Badgers 7. Wisconsin will begin the third quarter with the football. We'll take a break here. Our American Family Insurance Halftime Report continues as we look at other scores from across the country. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Saturdays are made for football, and when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. A cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Council.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
It's halftime in Bloomington, Indiana. The Hoosiers lead the Badgers 17-7 at the break. This scoreboard update presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. The entire Big Ten right now is a bit of a surprise. Rutgers leads Ohio State 9-7. Final play of the first half upcoming. Rutgers at home. They're 3-2 in the Big Ten. They lead the number one ranked team in the country as far as the college football playoff rankings. That's Ohio State. It's 9-7 just about at halftime there. And it's Nebraska and Michigan State tied at 10. That game is at halftime. I think that's a bit of a surprise, even though it's in East Lansing. The later games in the Big Ten, number 11, Penn State on the road at Maryland. Illinois will play at Minnesota. Those are both 2:30s, as well as Iowa at Northwestern, which is at Wrigley Field in Chicago. That's 2:30. And then tonight, Michigan at home against Purdue. Elsewhere in the top 25, number 17, Tennessee, all over UConn, 35-3. Arkansas and Florida are tied 17-17 in the second as we wrap up the scoreboard look around the country. In a moment, our halftime report continues, presented by American Family Insurance. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
I've got a hot tip for you, but you have to hurry. Kohl's is giving early access to their Black Friday deals, which means big ways to save for the next 3 days. I just went and got my kids' Lego sets for 30% off, Levi's at 40% off, and with my 15% coupon, I got a Keurig coffee maker for just under $85, plus I earned Kohl's cash. So don't wait. Get Kohl's Black Friday deals early, and thank me later. Legos and Levi's coupons do not apply. Offers end November 5th. 15% offer valid through November 9th. Some descriptions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Badger football all season long.
All the way, 71 yards.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise Financial Advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Once again, back with you at the half in Bloomington, Indiana. Wisconsin trailing the Hoosiers 17-7. Badgers more than a touchdown favorite in this one, but Indiana has looked like the better team from the start, at least so far today. Bill Schmidt, one of the hosts of our Badger postgame show, along with Tim Scott, joins me. Bill Schmidt in our Milwaukee studios. Bill, the first half, I mean, Indiana has just looked better. They looked better from the opening snap of the game.
Yeah, and definitely better on offense, Mike. That's one of the most key parts of this game, and Indiana picking right up where they left off last week against Penn State. You may have thought they were left for dead after Penn State went back up two scores in that game last week. They kept fighting till the end. Tom Allen's crew, you're going to have to beat them. Their season's on the line. They need to win out to be able to go to a bowl game. So,
Billy, I thought Wisconsin might come out and try and establish the run. I know Tausch and Matt were talking about that throughout the first half. But just 9 rushes for 27 yards, you knew it would be a little bit uphill in that regard without Braylon Allen and obviously without Chez Malusi. But the lack of a running game has hurt them so far.
Yeah, the lack of a run game, and I think Tausch has hit this right on the head. When they've had successful runs, they've been moved back. That was a really disappointing holding call on Jack Nelson. I don't exactly know what they're looking at from behind there. Tausch is exactly right. The feet aren't beat. You're finishing to the ground, and you need some of those calls to go your way when you're talking about getting some momentum. Now, this team's been a lot better generating their own momentum into the second half. That was a moment there in the first where you felt it was their opportunity to seize some control.
Brendan Sorsby has been pretty good both with his arm and with the run as he uses his legs for it. He's 13 of 20 in the air for 141 yards and the touchdown. And they have protected him. He's gotten rid of the ball before the Badgers have gotten home.
And one of his most impressive plays, I think, Mike, through the air, they've been making some plays for him. But down near the goal line on that final drive of the half, looking at 3 Wisconsin defenders right around the first down marker, knowing where he had to get to and going through them, not being scared to take some contact, initiating the contact, gave them 4 shots at the end zone, and they cashed in quickly.
So Wisconsin's going to get the ball to start the third quarter. We're going to hear from the head coach, Luke Fickell, here in a moment. But my guess is he's going to talk about staying composed and staying in it and probably starting fast in the third quarter.
Yeah, and disappointing, Mike, when you think about it from this standpoint. I agree. I thought the Badgers would have been advantageous to be able to get into their ground game. Going to be a little bit limited doing that, down 2 scores right now, but got to stay true to who you are and get those early yards when you can. Draw game definitely looks like it's going to be there.
At least there was one big hit on the touchdown, short throw and long run from Green, but Wisconsin again having to grind everything out other than the single play, looking for something to break it.
Tausch said it, everything has been hard for this offense, and when you have inexperienced guys now all around outside of the offensive line, generally you'd want to lean on that part of your experience. It's going to have to be youth that makes some plays like Bryson Green did here into this second half if the Badgers want to pull this one out.
All right, Bill Schmidt, good work. Bill will join Tim Scott on the Badger postgame show following our coverage here. Coming up next on our American Family Insurance Halftime Report, a look at the first half stats presented by Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. At Correct Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Badger football fans 12 years or younger, would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Wiggly, wiggly, shop the pig!
Badger football lives here.
Oh my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
We're not comfortable.
Guess what? You asked for it, and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back.
Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until
Badger football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Now, with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
17-7, Indiana leads Wisconsin at the break. Check out some of the first half stats presented by Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group, building Wisconsin together. Total offense in this game, and it's actually a little deceiving. Indiana 225, Wisconsin 157. I say deceiving because it feels like the discrepancy is more than that. Wisconsin was sitting there and just double digits total offense for a while, then got the 54-yard touchdown play from Braden Locke to Bryson Green. Just 9 minutes of possession time for Wisconsin, 9:04 compared to nearly 21 minutes for Indiana, 14-8 in terms of first downs. Brandon Sorsby, the quarterback, has been efficient, 13 of 20, 141 yards and a touchdown. He's also run it 8 times for a net of 22 and a score. Donovan McCulley with a terrific touchdown reception, a one-hander in the left edge of the end zone. The Badgers, Tausch, with, 27 rushing yards on 9 totes. In the first half.
Yeah, and that was kind of the thought coming in. I know it's easy to sit there and say, well, Braylon Allen's not playing. You know, Chim has been out. There's a lot of issues that are going on, but I think you're going to see that running the football is going to be, it was probably talked about a lot in that locker room, the physical play, what we need to see. You're getting the ball, you're down 10. That first half is not what Wisconsin football is all about. You're going to need to see a monster change in the second half compared to what we saw.
All right, a couple minutes ago, Patrick Herb caught up with head coach Luke Fickell.
Coach, maybe sort of a similar script in behind, but a good second half team. What have you guys been able to do in previous games to come back in second halves?
Gather ourselves, not panic, come out in the second half and correct the things we didn't do well in the first half. That's what we got to do.
Did you see some things that you could build on either side of the ball?
I mean, we got to get off the field on third down. You know, there's not a whole lot right there to build on. We've got to dig deep, and we got to find something here. Both sides of the ball got to play really well.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, Indiana 5 of 10 on third down. They came in just 37%, ranking 11th in the conference, and a lot of third and longs in there. As we check in again with Patrick, well, we've seen this team have pretty good third quarters, pretty good second halves. Going to happen again this afternoon.
Yeah, Coach said they need to get off the ball on third, off the field on third down, but they also need to give themselves a chance on third down offensively. Their average yards to gain on third down has been 11.2. That's just playing behind the sticks. And in fact, prior to that last drive where they made a couple strikes on first down, they were averaging just 1.4 yards on 9 first down attempts, whether it's rushing or passing. That just won't get it done, and this team's just not built to play behind the sticks like that.
Yeah, 2 out of 7 on third down overall. So
yeah, it's easy to sit and say because third down's such a critical down, but when you continually put yourself in a position, whether it be penalties, you had a false start, you had a bad holding call, there's some things that go against you, but you're also just not, and Patrick just illustrated it, you're not being productive on first down. We've seen too many drop back throws, incompletions, and then you're 2nd and 10, and now you're thinking, all right, am I going to run it, try to get to 3rd and 6? You need to be able to hang your hat on something, and I think without Braylon in there, we have not figured that piece of it out yet, and we have a half to try and do that.
All right, Indiana to kick off. Badgers will go south to north, right to left as we view it. Vinny Anthony and Tretch Kekahuna are deep for Wisconsin. 17-7, Indiana. leading the Badgers. We start the second half. First trip the Badgers have made down here to Bloomington for football since 2017. That undefeated regular season for the Badgers. Of course, the last time these teams met was in the COVID year, and Indiana got out of town a 14-6 winner. That was a really good Indiana team under Tom Allen. They come into this game looking for their first Big Ten win in 2023. Here's Freeman with the kick in the air, and again, this will not be returned as it hits about 5 yards deep in the end zone. The Badgers will start at their 25-yard line as the third quarter is underway.
Yeah, I think this is going to be the start. We're going to kind of see what kind of football team this is. You've had the one big play. You've had a couple of nice throws. But for the most part, it's been inconsistent and struggling. I said it at the beginning of the game, and I'll say it in the beginning of the second half. We got these five guys are out here lined up as the rest of the offensive crew is coming out. It's these five guys up front that are going to make the difference here in the second half, running and protecting the quarterback.
And see what they can do here with Cade Iacomelli in there at running back. Will Pauling slot to the right. C.J. Williams comes out wide to the left. Riley Nowakowski will shift wing on the right side on first and 10 as the handoff goes to Iacomelli, and he gets covered up behind the line of scrimmage. Lewis Moore from the secondary, or check that, Jordan Shaw from the secondary, Linnell Carr in the defensive line combining, and it's second down. They'll get him back to the line of scrimmage, make it second and 10.
Yeah, that's the case there. The defensive end came screaming down off of left tackle Jack Nelson. Braden Locke has to pull that and keep it. That is not going to be much of a play if you don't.
Trips to the left on second and 10. Badgers at their 25. Locke looking to throw, has time, fires over the middle. That's caught by Bryson Green across the 35-yard line and works his way up to the 38. Shaw on the tackle, gain of 13 and a first down for the Badgers.
Yeah, you just see who's the hot hand. It's been Will Pauling for a vast majority of the day. It's been Bryson Green. Keep feeding him the rock.
Green wide to the right. Locke takes handoff Iacomelli over the left side, crashing across the 40-yard line. Good strong run from Cade Iacomelli up to the 42-yard line. Josh Sanguinetti out of the secondary on the stop, gain of 4.
Yeah, that's a good play. I think a lot of times you get caught up, oh, you're only getting 1, 2. That was the case there. Iacomelli picked up, did what he had to, picked up a couple, and then fell forward, finished with his pads down to grab another yard, yard and a half.
Second and 6 from the 42 of Wisconsin. 3 receivers left, 1 on the right. Locke takes a snap, swings it left side, caught by Iacomelli, has room, 40, 45-yard line outside the numbers. Penalty marker flies in the secondary. Iacomelli forced out of bounds beyond midfield into Indiana territory, but this is going to be coming back. Looks like a hold against Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's the case. You're on Indiana's sideline. Everybody is going nuts. But there was a case, I think, the feet weren't quite where they needed to be, and that's why the call was made.
Defense number 4, 10-yard penalty. Repeat second down.
They get C.J. Williams, so now the Badgers get behind the sticks here.
Yeah, you ask a lot. We've seen this play a ton today where you're just kind of throwing the easy little flare pass out into the backfield. You're asking tight ends, you're asking wideouts to hold their blocks for a while. C.J. was unable to do that there. I'm not going to argue with that call.
Second down and 16 for the Badgers at their 32-yard line. Slot left, slot right. Iacomelli remains the running back. Nowakowski, slot right, now motions and lines up wing on the left side. Braden Locke gets the shotgun snap. He'll read it, pull it, now looking to throw off a shuffle to the left. Oh, what a throw, and that's caught across the 40-yard line by Will Pauling. Shaw over on the coverage. Well, he was able to thread that one through, and the Badgers now on a third down and 8 at their own 40-yard line.
That was not easy. Made the right read. Indiana took their defensive end, came down hard, and I love the fact Braden Locke pulled it and then kept his eyes down, and that was not an easy throw into a tight window, and Will Pauling made a really nice catch and was able to get his 1 foot down.
Slot either side of the formation for the Badger 40-yard line, third down and 8. Jackson Aker in it, running back to the left of Braden Locke. Now he'll shift Aker out in motion to the right. Locke throwing, and it's incomplete. Left side intended for Skyler Bell. And a penalty marker down as Locke got smoked after that throw. Looking at a potential roughing the passer here, a probable roughing the passer, although this conversation's taken a moment. Here we go.
Personal foul. Roughing the passer. Defense. 15-yard penalty. Automatic first down.
Talk about a gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, protection has been good. Indiana brought pressure on this play, and came up the middle untouched, and just a blow to the head. Really unnecessary. It forced Braden Locke to throw it earlier than he wanted to. That would have been getting off the field, but the little strike to the head, and now I wonder if they're going to take a look to see if that was a targeting.
Yeah, here we go.
Need a review for a potential targeting foul.
It was the linebacker, Jacob Mangum-Ferrar.
He's been playing today, too.
Mm-hmm. While they review, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
So replay review going on right now with 12 minutes and 41 seconds left in the third quarter.
Showed us a lot yet.
Yeah. And that bodes well,
yeah,
you would think. We go back a couple years ago, as mentioned before the kickoff, when Luke Fickell brought a Cincinnati team down here to play Indiana. That was a year, of course, they got to the college football playoff, beat Notre Dame, came down to Indiana earlier in the season, fell behind early, a key Indiana defensive player got ejected for targeting, and then everything